Planet Rock Breakfast. This is Paul Anthony. There's Iron Maiden and Tears of a Clown from the latest album, The Book of Souls. Now, you may have heard earlier, we're giving away all day today as part of the Planet Rock Rider a brand new set of Iron Maiden headphones. They're absolutely superb. The sound quality is immense. They're signed by Steve Harris. And I'm very pleased to say, joining us to tell us more about the headphones, by the miracles of modern technology, we can go to the other side of the world, to the Bahamas, to chat to Steve Harris. How are you, Steve?
Yeah, really good. Thanks, mate. And you?
I'm good, sir. Now, we met on the British Lion Tour, and we were talking off the air, if you like, about these, because they were in development at the time. And I know you were saying then that these headphones were actually born out of necessity, because they were in the studio. And I think I'm right in saying your favourite set of cans packed up.
Well, the cans didn't really pack up, but they were sort of, I could tell they were sort of on their way out. And so I knew that I needed to basically get another set of headphones. And I went out shopping for headphones. I tried so many different types and makes of all different kind of ranges, sizes, shapes, prices and everything else across different shops and stuff. And I just couldn't find what I wanted. I was really struggling, so I thought, well, the only way to do it is to create something yourself. And basically, I just happened to kind of mention it to a friend of a friend called Mark Cheffins, who works for Onkyo, and he said, well, why don't we, you know, get Onkyo to see if they can make something specifically for your, you know, needs and for your, you know, whatever your, you know, specification. And so that's kind of how it started, really.
The other thing to point out at this stage is a lot of people have done headphones, gimmicky headphones, where it is a gimmick and the sound isn't important, but as far as you're concerned, knowing how you are in the studio, how you've been as a musician, it's all about the sound and actually getting that perfect sound. And in particular, with rock and metal, the mid-range sound was the main point for you to get across, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's really important to get the sounds across the spectrum, because a lot of the headphones that are made these days, they're made for, you know, mainly for like dance-type music. So you've got all the really sort of higher top-end stuff and the real low-end. And the mid-ranges are really lacking for like for rock and metal. So basically, I wanted to create something that had all, basically all the sound spectrums. And then when you listen to a Maiden album, or not just Maiden, but any album of anybody, you know, kind of rock metal stuff, even pop to a certain degree as well, any kind of stuff like that, you can get the full range of frequencies. Because the problem is, you know, you listen to an album, say a Maiden album, on different type of headphones, and it's, you know, it's soul-destroying, really, because for me, I know what's there. I know what sounds are there. I know what we recorded. I know what it sounds like and should sound like. And then you listen to it on a set of headphones that doesn't have those frequencies and brings them out, and sort of guitars and stuff in them, mid-ranges and all that kind of stuff. They just don't break through how they're supposed to. And so people are listening to them at sort of a third of the capacity of really what they should be hearing.
For me, using them for the first time, I mean, I've been using headphones as a presenter for like 31 years now, and for the first time I was hearing stuff in songs that I've played and played and played for years, for the very first time, things I hadn't picked up before in headphones.
Well, that's right, because, you know, the frequencies there now, you know, have been put in there to be able to enable people to, like yourself or anybody, to just listen to an album and be able to hear certain little nuances in the guitars, little picking things or whatever. It could be, you know, anything. It's not just the guitars, it's all kind of ranges, really. But all the sort of mids that get lost, or have been lost to me for the last few years, I mean, I wanted people to be able to hear those things. And it is like listening to something, again, you might have played an album God knows how many times, but listen to it on these headphones and you're actually hearing different things and new things that you know you didn't even know existed.
Developing the headphones in the first instance wasn't an easy task, because, as we said before, you're such a stickler for things being 110% right. So from the original idea to the actual finished product, that took quite a long time, didn't it?
It took a very long time to actually get it all together, you know, from start to finish, really, because it's very difficult. I think it might have been a little easier maybe if we were dealing with a British company where we could just talk to people and see people on a daily or weekly basis or whatever. I don't know. But having said that, I don't even live in the UK anymore anyway, so that probably wouldn't have worked either. But I think basically in Japan, you know, it's also you got the language problem. So Mark Cheffins was the one who was kind of the mediator, really, for me. And it was very difficult for him, I think, to be able to, you know, what my ideas across to him. Although, having said that, Mark's background is he loves rock anyway, he loves metal, and he's a Maiden fan as well, which is lucky, because obviously he at least half knew what I was trying to achieve, I think, and he's got very good ears. So, you know, that really helped. And the fact that he was, you know, able to relay back to them. For a while, it kind of wasn't working too well, in a sense. I wasn't getting what I wanted. And then we made a breakthrough when one of the guys came over, the Japanese guys, the tech guy came over, and we were able to do some tests kind of there and then, really. I basically asked for certain things and he'd go away and beaver away and, you know, and carried on with the stuff like that. And then we ended up really very, very close to what I wanted. And then eventually we it was like bingo, and we got there, and the sound was just, I was like, this is what I want, you know. She's, and then of course after that, it's all very well getting someone to custom make something, but then you've got to get, you know, it's got to be done on a production line and be set to sound the same. And so that took a long while also, because the components, the general way they're being made, you know, not made by an individual person as such, every single one, we had to try and translate what, you know, I'd achieved with the original prototype into the production line, and that took a while. So, yeah, I mean, sure, they're just as pleased as I am to get it, you know, finally through the door. And but I'm really happy with the end result, and that's the main thing, and I'm sure they are as well.
As we said, high-end stuff as well. We're not talking gimmicky here. I mean, the cables, multi-strand, fabric-covered, silver jacks as opposed to the brass jacks, and lots more besides as well, down to the titanium drive units, which give that ultra-clear sound. So for any geeks listening at the moment, a lot of this will be going in and thinking, well, do you know what? Iron Maiden wouldn't put their name to stuff unless it, like I said, was the proper stuff.
To be honest, you know, it's like tech-wise, I mean, all this stuff that they've used is fantastic stuff that they've used, all that stuff, and it's expensive too. I mean, I would have been happy with half a teacup if it sounded good, but, you know, at the end of the day, they've used top quality stuff to get what we need, because that's what they needed to do. To, I mean, you know, I wasn't aware of the tech side really, you know, not to begin with anyway, of what they would need to do, but what they have used is top-notch stuff. So, but that's what they needed to achieve the frequency ranges that I wanted. And as far as the artwork goes, that wasn't easy either, because not so much from the actual design of the artwork, although that took time too, as it always does, but it was actually, you know, trying to actually fit it on there, making it look right, and the fact whether they could reproduce what we wanted physically on the headphones. And you know, so all the way along the line, is it was quite tough to sort of get it up, the whole thing together. And the end result, as I say, is, you know, I'm really pleased with it.
And the name Edphones kind of fell into place, really, I guess, from the start, didn't it?
Yeah, Edphones. I mean, it's got to be that Edphones, isn't it? It had to be that. I mean, Rod thought it was a little bit obvious to start with, but I said, well, you know, it is what it is. And that's, you know, we say Edphones because we're Cockneys and we talk like that anyway. So we missed the H off anyway, so it kind of had to be headphones, really.
Fantastic. Well, as always, Steve, great catching up with you, mate. We'll look forward to seeing you in the UK next year, Download 2016, headlining again. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, I can't wait to do a tour. I think everyone's looking forward to doing the tour. You know, obviously, Bruce in particular has been through a lot this last year, and so to finally be able to get out there and tour, and it's just going to be fantastic. We're all, you know, really are looking forward to it, so can't wait.
Fantastic, Steve. Thanks for spending your time. Enjoy the sunshine as we freeze here back in Blighty.
I will do, mate. I definitely will.
Cheers. Steve Harris from Iron Maiden talking to us from the Bahamas here on Planet Rock Breakfast. Don't forget, stay with us if you missed details of how you can win your very own pair of Maiden audio headphones from Onkyo, signed by Steve himself. We'll give you all the details. It's an amazing prize to win on today's Planet Rock Rider.